Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Algebra, A Complete Introduction, The Easy Way to Learn Algebra by Hugh Neal, is a self-study mathematics guide in the Teach Yourself series. It presents algebra as a practical language for representing numerical relationships, solving problems, and moving from arithmetic to more general mathematical reasoning. The book is structured as a progressive course, beginning with the meaning of algebra, elementary operations, brackets, positive and negative numbers, expressions, and equations. Then moving through linear equations, formulae, simultaneous equations, inequalities, graphs, factors, fractions, quadratics, indices, logarithms, ratio, proportion, variation, thirds, and sequences. Each chapter combines explanation, worked examples, and test questions, so the reader is expected to learn by applying methods rather than by reading passively. A mathematics teacher with experience as an inspector and chief examiner writes for learners who want a broad review, exam preparation, or renewed confidence in algebra, especially those who already have some basic mathematical foundation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, algebra is a compact language for general numerical relationships. A central feature of the book is its treatment of algebra not as a separate branch of calculation, but as a compact language for expressing general relationships. The early chapters move from the meaning of algebra into elementary operations, brackets, positive and negative numbers, expressions, and equations. This ordering matters because learners often struggle when symbols appear to replace ordinary numbers without explanation. Neal frames algebraic notation as mathematical shorthand, a way to write rules, patterns, and unknown quantities more efficiently than repeated verbal description. For example, the distinction between an expression and an equation is foundational, because an expression can be simplified or evaluated, while an equation makes a claim that can be solved. The book therefore emphasizes fluency with operations before expecting the reader to handle more complex problems. Brackets, signs, and terms are not merely mechanical details. They determine the structure and meaning of a statement. By building this symbolic grammar early, the course prepares readers to interpret later topics such as formulae, inequalities, and quadratics. The practical implication is that algebra becomes less about memorizing isolated tricks and more about reading, transforming, and preserving mathematical meaning across equivalent forms. Secondly, linear equations, formulae, and simultaneous equations as problem-solving tools. The middle foundation of the book focuses on linear equations, formulae, and simultaneous equations, which are among the most useful tools in elementary algebra. Linear equations introduce the idea that solving is a controlled process of preserving equality while isolating an unknown. This is a conceptual step beyond arithmetic, because the learner must think about operations on both sides of a statement, not simply compute from left to right. Formulae extend the same logic into practical and scientific contexts, where relationships between quantities must be rearranged depending on which value is unknown. This skill is important because algebraic competence often depends less on substitution than on changing the subject of a formula accurately. Simultaneous equations then add a further layer to relationships must be satisfied at once. Methods such as elimination or substitution show how information from one equation can constrain another. Neal includes these topics before the more advanced chapters because they establish habits of structure, balance, and method. The reader learns that a problem must first be represented algebraically, then transformed step by step. This is also where beginners may need extra support, since forming the right equation from a word problem can be harder than carrying out the calculation. Thirdly, graphs and inequalities connect algebraic manipulation with visual reasoning. The book gives notable space to straight-line graphs, coordinates, linear inequalities, and the use of inequalities to define regions. These chapters broaden algebra from symbol manipulation into visual and spatial reasoning. A straight-line graph translates an equation into a set of ordered pairs, making visible the relationship between variables. This helps learners understand slope, intercepts, and coordinates as features of a relationship rather than as disconnected procedures. Inequalities add an important distinction. Instead of finding one value or one line, the learner identifies a range of possible values or a region that satisfies a condition. This shift is intellectually significant because many real problems are constrained rather than exactly determined. A cost may need to be less than a budget. A measurement may need to fall within a permitted range, or two conditions may define a feasible region. By placing inequalities near graph work, Neal shows that algebraic statements can be interpreted geometrically. The concrete benefit is that readers learn to move between forms an equation, a table of values, a graph, and a shaded region. This flexibility is essential for later mathematics and for applied problem solving, where the same relationship may be clearer in one representation than another. Fourthly, quadratics, factors, indices, and logarithms extend the course beyond basic algebra after establishing linear methods. The book moves into topics that usually mark the transition from basic algebra to more advanced school mathematics, multiplying algebraic expressions, factors, fractions. Graphs of quadratic functions and quadratic equations develop the idea that expressions can have more complex structures than a simple first-degree term. Factoring is especially important because it turns a complicated expression into a product of simpler parts, often making equations solvable. Quadratic graphs add another layer by showing that algebraic form affects shape, turning symbolic manipulation into visible curvature. Indices and logarithms broaden the course again by addressing powers, roots, and inverse relationships. These topics are not just technical additions. They prepare the learner for scientific notation, exponential growth, and later work in calculus or higher mathematics. Neil also includes rational and irrational numbers, surds, and algebraic fractions, which require precision about exact values rather than decimal approximations. The treatment is comprehensive for an introductory volume, but the pace can feel brisk because exercises may demand more independence than the examples fully model. Readers who already know the basics can benefit from this challenge, while absolute beginners may need additional word solutions to consolidate the methods. Lastly, sequences. Ratio, proportion, variation, and laws show algebra in pattern contexts. The later chapters on ratio and proportion, variation, the determination of laws, and arithmetical and geometric sequences show algebra as a way to describe patterns and relationships across changing quantities. Ratio and proportion connect algebra to comparative reasoning. Two quantities may scale together, remain in fixed relation, or change inversely. Variation formalizes these ideas by expressing how one quantity depends on another, which is central in science, finance, and practical measurement. The determination of laws introduces the broader purpose of algebraic modeling, where data or observed patterns are expressed through a rule. Sequences then make pattern recognition explicit. Arithmetical sequences depend on a constant difference, while geometric sequences depend on a constant multiplier. So the reader must identify not only the next term, but the structure that generates all terms. These topics are valuable because they move beyond solving for an unknown in a single equation. They ask the learner to generalize. This reflects one of the main strengths of the book. It presents algebra as a toolkit for representing regularity. The limitation is that modeling and sequence problems often require interpretation before calculation, so readers may need to practice translating words, tables, or patterns into symbolic form. In conclusion, Algebra A Complete Introduction is best suited to adult learners, independent students, exam revisers, and readers returning to mathematics after a gap who want a single, orderly course rather than a fragmented collection of tips. It is also useful for learners who know the basic vocabulary of algebra, but need wider coverage and more practice across linear equations, formulae, simultaneous equations, graphs, inequalities, quadratics, logarithms, variation, surds, and sequences. Its practical benefit lies in the combination of concise explanation, worked examples, and exercises that require active problem solving. Intellectually, it helps readers see algebra as a system of representation symbols. Graphs, equations, and patterns all express relationships that can be transformed and tested. Compared with many beginner algebra books, it stands out for breadth and for its disciplined teach-yourself structure. It is closer to a compact course or revision manual than to a highly visual step-by-step remedial workbook. That difference is both a strength and a caution. Readers who want comprehensive coverage and are willing to work through demanding exercises may find it efficient and rigorous. Readers with no prior algebra exposure, or those who need every answer explained line by line, may benefit from pairing it with a supplementary workbook, tutor, or solution resource. If you would like to support Hugh Neil, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.